and the life.
He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. I want you to know that I didn't invent that phrase. You heard it and read it from the Word.
Except a man be born again, Nicodemus, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Born again. Can a man enter his mother's womb the second time?
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
The Holy Spirit has prompted me to preach perhaps a series to those who are lost, those who have not come to the light of Jesus Christ. You are not born again. You are not a true believer. And here in the third chapter of John, Jesus is talking to ruler of the Jews called Nicodemus. Nicodemus has come to him asking a question, and Jesus is explaining to him how to be born again. And he explains it very clearly. You have to be born of water. In other words, you have to be born of a human mother through the bag of water through which a child comes. And that's flesh. That which is flesh is flesh. It said, but you have to be born again in the Spirit also. And what is flesh, and what is spirit, and this ruler, Nicodemus, says, how can these things be? How can you go back into your mother's womb? And Jesus answered, said, you are a master or a teacher in Israel, and you don't know these things?
Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it will. You hear the sound of it, but you don't know whence it comes or whither it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. God so loved the world that he sent his own Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to condemn it, but that the world may be saved through him.
Jesus is trying to get through to Nicodemus by explaining, first of all, that God loved him, and that there's evidence of that God would take his own Son, put him on a cross, and heap the sins of the whole world on him as evidence of that love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the simple message to Nicodemus, and to every sinner that's ever been born, God, first of all, has offered you love. You cannot say that God didn't love you. You can't say that God didn't try to express that love to you. God said he didn't send Jesus to condemn the world. He said, I sent him not to condemn the world. Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save man from their sins, that they could have eternal life. You can't say that Jesus is here this morning to condemn you. He said, I am not going to condemn you. Really, when you're condemned, I'm going to show you condemn yourself. Jesus doesn't condemn you. We condemn ourselves by turning away from the light that he offers.
Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
Tell me. It has been said that you proclaimed yourself the Son of God. I ask you now, in the name of the Eternal, are you the Messiah, the Son of God?
I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power of God.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
We have heard enough. Let him be taken before the procurator Pontius Pilate, in whose hands lies the final authority for trial and judgment.
Tell me more about Jesus and how he died.
Blood was running from his hands, his feet, and his side. And his breathing so suffered, I could not bear to listen to it. It was very cold, and a strange wind came up. And his mother took a veil to shield herself. But she stayed. She would have stayed until the end of time. Before Jesus died, he opened his eyes and looked at her and said, "Mother, do not cry."
He was despised and rejected of men, man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is dumb, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was abused for our iniquities, and through his wounds, we are healed.
I am standing at the door, knocking. And if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done.
That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. And you will die in your sins if you do not believe that I am who I am.
Who are you?
What I have told you from the very beginning.
And who do you say that I am?
I see you are the Messiah. The Son
of the living God.
In saying that, Simon Bar-Jonah, you show yourself to be blessed among men. Flesh and blood have not revealed this truth to you. It has come from my Father in heaven.
Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it.
Cured the mind. Let me see. Where is it?
Master. I can see. I can see.
Do you believe in the Son of Man?
Who is he, Master? That I may believe in him.
You're seeing him. It is he that is speaking to you.
I believe, Lord.
Make way there! The priest is coming! Out of the way!
The priest is
here! This lying cheat was never blind.
What?
We of the temple know that he only pretended to be blind in order to earn his living.
He's right! He's a liar! He's never been blind!
And what's your story? That you can give sight to the blind?
I came into this world to give sight to those who cannot see. And to take away sight from those who can.
What do you mean by that? That we who are righteous are blind?
If you were blind, you would be without sin. But since you say we see, your sin remains.
Whoever believes in me, believes not only in me, but also in him who sent me. Whoever sees me, sees also him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. If people hear my message and do not obey it, I will not judge them. I came not to judge the world, but to save it. Those who reject me and do not accept my message have one who will judge them. The words I have spoken will be their judge on the last day. This is true, because I have not spoken on my own authority. But the Father who sent me has commanded me what I must say and speak. And I know that his command brings eternal life. What I say, then, is what the Father has told me to say.
I've heard every conceivable excuse there can be for not coming to the light. Traveling as an evangelist, I heard them by the multiplied thousands in 14 years here now, pastoring in Times Square Church. I'm not ready. Sometime I'll come. I'll know when it's time. Oh, you better believe you'll know when it's time. Probably in a second when your life can be snuffed out. You said there was going to be time and it's snuffed out of you. It's happening every moment, every second that I speak. It's happening all over the world. I have my own religion. You ever heard that? I'm not indulging in any gross sin. I'm not hurting anybody. In fact, I'm a pretty good person. I'm not perfect, but I'm better than most of the people around me. Oh, I've been hurt by Christians. I've been hurt by a church. Oh, I hear that a lot. In fact, I see so many phony Christians. Excuses. Jesus got right to the point. He said to Nicodemus and to those around him, you just don't want to give up your sins. He said, it's that simple. And there is no excuse that will stand before the Heavenly Father. He said, you will not come to the light for one reason. Let me read it to you in John 3:20 here. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither will come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed, if reproved. Sit here as you will. Think what you will of my preaching or the singing or what you hear now. What the gospel says, what the gospel of Jesus Christ, what Jesus said from his own lips. He said, you will never understand until you're willing to deal with your sins. And if you love your sins, you will never see the light. You will never come to light. In fact, you will hate it because it has a tendency. The light exposes all the dark things that are in your life.
In my mind, the demon has always tried to throw him into fire and into water to destroy him. If you could do anything, have mercy.
Help my poor thing.
Satan! Satan!
Leave him.
Now today we're going to talk about demon spirits. Demon spirits. Now the Bible said God is a spirit. Them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Also the devil is a spirit. Just like God has angels, the devil has demons. And these demons, praise God, are serving the devil and carrying out his mission upon the face of this earth. Now, if you yield yourself to the devil, then you are a servant of the devil. But now, if you yield yourself to God, then you're a servant of God. You're either serving God or you are serving the devil. There is no neutral ground. Now, many people under the sound of my voice, you are bound by demon spirits. Now, I could go on and go on, but I just want to name a few, praise God, today. One of them is that homosexual spirit. You can be delivered. The blood of Jesus Christ can separate you from that spirit. You believe me, say amen. You're possessed by a spirit. You believe me, say amen. Homosexuality is a demon spirit. It's an evil spirit. It's an unclean spirit. A man with an unclean spirit. I don't care what the laws of the land say, the Bible said it's wrong. And you won't get into heaven like that. I don't care if you're a bishop or a priest. As long as you stay like that, you're going to wind up in the lake. You believe it's amen. But the solution to your problem is the blood of Jesus Christ. It can separate you and cut you loose and everything. This is not like God. You may be shaman. Yeah.
Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God.
Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any and every reason?
Haven't you read?
He replied,
that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore what God has joined together, let man not separate.
Why then,
they asked,
did Moses command that a man give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?
Jesus replied,
Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because your hearts were hard, but it was not this way from the beginning. I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife except for marital unfaithfulness and marries another woman commits adultery.
How long are you going to keep us in suspense? Tell us the plain truth. Are you the Messiah?
I have already told you, but you would not believe me. The deeds I do by my father's authority speak on my behalf. You will not believe, for you are not my sheep.
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never die. No one can snatch them away from me. What my Father has given me is greater than everything. And no one can snatch them away from the Father's care. The Father and I are one.
For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn. And I would heal them.
If God really were your father, you would love me, because I came from God, and now I am here.
I did not come on my own authority, but he sent me.
Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to listen to my message.
You are the children of your father, the devil, and you want to follow your father's desires. From the very beginning, he was a murderer and has never been on the side of truth, because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he is only doing what is natural to him, because he is a liar and the father of all lies. But I tell the truth, and that is why you do not believe me. Which one of you can prove that I am guilty of sin? If I tell the truth, then why do you not believe me? He who comes from God listens to God's words. You, however, are not from God, and that is why you will not listen.
Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
Therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit.
He who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed.
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites all! For you set up the kingdom of heaven against men. You do not go in yourselves, nor do you let others enter. Blind guides! You strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. You bow before the letter of the law and violate the heart of the law. Justice, mercy, good faith. You are like whited sepulchres, all clean and bare without, but within, full of dead men's bones and all corruption.
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites. You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our forefathers, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. So you testify against yourselves that you are the descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of the sin of your forefathers. You snakes! You brood of vipers! How will you escape being condemned to hell?
You shall not see me here again. Not until you learn to cry, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." For I and my Father are one and the same.
He is a blasphemer!
Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone
who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to give good tidings to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to give sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
I tell you the truth. It is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked,
"Who then can be saved?"
Jesus looked at them and said,
"With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible."
Jesus' disciples saw him do many more miracles, but these were recorded so that you may believe that he is the Savior, the Son of the living God, and that by believing in him, you will have eternal life.
I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more, but I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after the killing of the body, has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him.
What gives life is God's Spirit. Human power is of no use at all. The words I have spoken to you bring God's life-giving Spirit.
Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth.
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness.
The light exposes every evil deed done in all the darkness. Sin is rebellion against God. Sin hates God. Sin will not endure it. But in his love, he sends the light to expose it, that you may see it, the exceeding sinfulness of it, the death of it, the awfulness and ugliness of it in your life, and how it destroys you and your family and everything around you. He shows you the destructiveness of it out of an act of love, divine love. God's solution to the sin problem has been the cross of Jesus Christ that you have heard about many, many times.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
You shall not murder.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
You shall not steal.
Doing your best, humanly possible, to bite the bullet and say, "I'll not do that terrible thing again." That's not going to save you. Your good deeds will not save you. Yes, God is holy, is love, but he's also holy and just. He offered one way out of sin, one solution. He said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." You confess, you believe him, you trust him. He that believe in him is not condemned. But if you love your sin, will not allow the Holy Spirit to show you the death in it, the Scripture says you've condemned yourself. Here's what the Scripture says. Verse 18. Look at it in John 3. He that believeth in him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already.
It was news to me. The Lord said in the meeting tonight, and I began to write, "Tell the people that it was I. Tell the people it was God who opened the fountains of the deep and opened the heavens. Buried millions in a watery grave when they could have been inside the ark. Tell the people that it was me who burned Sodom and Gomorrah off of the face of the earth. It was me who killed the multitudes and burned them alive. But first, I sent angels to warn them of oncoming doom and destruction. Tell the people that it was me who killed Pharaoh in the middle of the Red Sea. I let the mountains of water fall in upon him. Tell the people that it was me who sicked the dogs on Jezebel. I thought, oh Lord, you sick dogs on a woman? Tell the people that it was me who even struck a woman. And the Lord struck Miriam. And the Lord struck Michael. And when he has struck a woman like that, with leprosy, incurable disease, just think what might happen if he'd ever make up his mind to strike a man. Preachers are no exception. I thought, oh Lord, you'd strike Michael, Miriam, kill or permit Balaam's enemies to kill him, or permit Ahab's enemies to destroy him, or permit Belshazzar's enemy to take his life. We've all got enemies. We've all got enemies. I've got 10,000 enemies. I've got 10,000 enemies. If God would ever turn me over to the will of my enemy, I'd be a goner. I wouldn't last no time. But God turned Ahab over to the will of his enemy. He turned Jezebel over to the dogs. He turned Belshazzar over to the will of his enemy. But some he just burned up alive. Some he just drowned with a deluge from heaven and from below. So God says, tell the people, I am a killer, according to 1 Samuel 2:6.
But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
These are the same men that have ruled me out of their society. They're trying to remove my name from their school books. They have aborted babies. Now see, when a nation's under divine correction, it'll do one of two things. It'll humble itself as did Nineveh, or it will give God lip service and then turn to its own strength and power to rise above the correction. The devil has taken us over. Why do you think what happened in 9/11? It didn't happen to God, nor to God allowed it. Trying to get our attention. It's time to repent and turn to God. You'll be with the same mind. The devil is taking it over.
Don't you get mad at me. I'm trying to save you. The devil is taking over. Look at our women's today. No shame. The Bible said a woman's supposed to be shamefaced. No shame. The demon of exposure. Why? Because they're possessed by spirit. But I want you to know, beloved, you can come to God. God can set you free. Alcohol, drugs. Many people are bound by spirit. They can't help themselves. They can't get loose. Except they come to God. Doctors can't do them any good. But if you just turn to the Lord, listen, God can straighten your life out. Amen. Suicide spirits. What's wrong with the ladies here lately? Killing their babies. News media said, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? The Bible has the answer. You get saved and get delivered. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. It's not enough just to go to the cross. Not enough just to ask God to forgive you of your sin. Let God forgive you, but turn around and live with God. Get full of the Holy Ghost.
The wicked will not stand firm at the judgment, nor sinners in the gathering of the upright. The path of the wicked is doomed. Chaff blown around by the wind.
You are already condemned. And that's a very strong word in Greek. It means tried. Already you've been to trial and you have condemned yourself. You are punished and you are damned. The word means damned. He that believeth not is damned already. Is already condemned. He's condemned himself. And everyone that comes to Christ, I keep telling him, God's not mad at you. God loves you. God's not angry at you. I've told that to the whole world. But I told that to seekers. I told that to people coming to the light. I told people that are honest enough to admit that they were living in sin that was going to destroy them. I can't honestly tell you, sinner, that if you reject the light of Jesus Christ time and time again, I can't tell you that God isn't mad at you. That's not what the scripture says.
I could name many of them today. That was a religious demon. That's one of the hardest is to detect. False prophets going in the name of the Lord. Jesus said, men would come in my name, say that I'm crying, but don't go after them. So when your mind is dirty and your heart is dirty, you'll do anything. Demon possessed. Remember now, when you get demon possessed, you're a slave to that whatever type demon in you. When he decides to do something, you have to do it. The demon is still real. The devil is very much alive. You'll be shaming. Well, if there's no presence of God, you can be sure. You know why? Because the Bible says he's going by to the roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He doesn't care anything about you. He'll destroy you. You can mention everything but Jesus. What if Jesus did to you? Why people hate Christ? Because you're full of the devil. You may abide by man law like that, but you ain't going into heaven like that. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Then he said, I'm the way. Then he said, I am the door. Any man enter in by me, he must be saved. But now you saying, I'm going anyway. But God said, you not going. You'll be shaming. Don't sell for that stink. Come on, I was born like this. Get born again. This man was tormented in his mind. Cutting himself, trying to get out of his misery. How many people have committed suicide? While suicide spirit.
Yes, God loves sinners. He sent his own son because God so loved the world. But when you reject his son and the only solution he's offered for sin, there remains no more sacrifice for sin, the scripture says. You come to the light now. Come and show yourself. Stand before the word of the Lord. Stand before God. Stand before the light of the Holy Ghost. Come, show yourself, and he'll deliver you.
Across your path somewhere, God has drawn a line. And he always warns you. You better slow up. You better stop. You better think. You better turn around. When you rebel and harden your heart and stiffen your neck and refuse, God said, go on. Go on. Go on! But I said, God told me to go on. Yeah, in the day of Moses, he gave them a writing of divorcement and told them to marry again. But Jesus, explaining it, said, only from the hardness of your own hearts. And it shall come to pass, Deuteronomy 28:63, That is the Lord thy God rejoiceth over thee to do thee good and to bless thee and to multiply thee. Even so shall the Lord thy God rejoice over thee to destroy thee and cut you down to nothing. Either we're going to let God bless us and multiply us and save us, and God's going to rejoice because we kneel, we pray, we repent, we turn from our sins and our wicked ways. Or either God's going to rejoice over you to destroy you and cut you down to naught. And when God starts cutting, you cut mighty easy because you're so soft. You crush mighty easy. If you don't think so, have a head-on collision. And you don't struggle but a few times for breath when your breath being in God's hands, according to Daniel, and God closes his hand up, said, in whose hand is thy breath? All God does is close up his hand. And when God closes his hand with your breath in there, one more. It's all over. God said, even so shall the Lord thy God rejoice over you to destroy you and whittle you down, cut you down to naught. Because God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Follow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. What shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame, for whosoever committeth sin is of the devil. And God can kill the devil anytime he wants to. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord thy God rejoiceth over thee to multiply thee and to bless thee and to do thee good, even so shall the Lord thy God rejoice over thee to destroy thee and to cut you down to naught. For the Lord killeth, but he maketh alive.
Men of Galilee, why are you still standing here staring into the sky?
Jesus has been taken into heaven, but someday, just as you saw him leave, he will return.
Then shall appear the sight of the Son of Man in heaven. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
He's going to come in judgment. He's not coming as the Lamb now. He's coming clothed in fire, the Scripture says.
The disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains.
In the last days, mockers will come with their mockings, following after their own lust and saying, where is the sign of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. but of the day of the Lord, but the day of the Lord will come, Peter said, as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works therein shall be burned up.
Be careful, or your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life. And that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen, and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, but He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that we should all come to repentance.
For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again.
Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and all they also which pierced Him. Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn.
For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man.
The sinners are going to cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, to hide them. Demons are going to flee in terror. The mockers and scoffers are going to fall as dead men before His vision. Those who forsook Him and turned their back and rejected His mercy. There are no words to describe the terror of those who knew and rejected the Lord Jesus Christ.
Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field.
He answered,
the one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. And the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. And the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out His angels, and they will weed out of His kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. And they will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear.
I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore, and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches. Come, I will show you things which must be hereafter.
I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
We
Who are these people? Where have they come from?
They have been saved. These are the people who have been through a great trial. They have washed their robes white again in the blood of the Lamb. They will never hunger or thirst again, because the Lamb will be their shepherd and guide them to the springs of life. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes.
And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and murderers, and whoremongers and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Salvation has been won by our God and all authority for his Christ. For all evil has been defeated forevermore.
Now those who stand round me may believe that I am the resurrection and the life. And those who believe in me shall never die.
The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming.
For if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're a Christian who's gone astray from God, I invite you, wherever you're at right now, to join me in this prayer to Him. Heavenly Father, you know that I know that I am a sinner. And you know I've gone astray from your paths. Right now I place my faith in Jesus Christ, crucified for me, risen for me. And I ask you now, Father, forgive my sins. And fill me with your Spirit. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. And if you prayed that prayer with me right where you are, say, Amen.
To find out more about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call 1-888-NEED-HIM.